Things to make and do.
Kitchen crafts. Tortillas. 2 cups flour. 1 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon baking powder. 1/4 cup oil. 1/2 cup water. 1. Sift the flour, salt, and baking powder together in a mixing bowl. Stir in the oil and water. 2. On a floured surface, knead the dough for 1 minute. Let the dough rest in a bowl covered with a dish towel for 20 minutes. Knead again and form 8 to 10 balls. Roll them out until they are as thin as possible. 3. Preheat an ungreased griddle. Cook the tortillas on each side on medium-high heat for less than a minute until lightly browned. El Paso Pizza. 4 large tortillas. 8 ounces or 227 grams chunky salsa, drained. 1/4 pound, 113 grams, spicy sausage, cooked and crumbled. 1 green bell pepper, chopped. 1/2 cup black beans, drained. 1/2 cup corn, drained. 1 cup shredded cheese. 2 tablespoons chopped cilantro. 4 tablespoons chopped olives. 1 large avocado, peeled, chopped, and lightly sprinkled with salt. 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or 204 degrees Celsius. Place tortillas on a greased or nonstick cookie sheet. Spread the salsa evenly on the tortillas. Top with sausage, green pepper, beans, and corn. Sprinkle cheese, cilantro, and olives on top. 2. Bake 10 to 15 minutes until the cheese is bubbly. Remove from the oven and add the chopped avocado. Cut into wedge-shaped slices and serve. Chicken enchiladas. 3 cups chicken, cooked and shredded. 1 cup sour cream. 1 cup shredded cheese. 6 to 8 tortillas. 2 teaspoons chili powder. 2 tablespoons margarine. 2 tablespoons flour. 1 cup milk. 1 teaspoon salt. 1. Mix the chicken, sour cream, and cheese in a large mixing bowl. Place a spoonful of the mixture in each tortilla. Roll up the tortillas and place them in a 9x13-inch or 23x33-centimeter baking dish coated with nonstick cooking spray. 2. In a saucepan over medium heat, mix the chili powder, margarine, flour, milk, and salt. Stir until smooth and thickened. 3. Pour the sauce over the chicken-filled tortillas and cover the dish with aluminum foil. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 177 degrees Celsius, for 20 to 30 minutes. End of Kitchen Crafts. Sacrament Time. Following are descriptions of the people who make sacrament time reverent. Do you know the names of the people in your ward or branch who do these things? I am the music director. I lead us as we sing the sacrament hymn. The sacred music helps everyone in the chapel think about Jesus. I am the organist or pianist. I practice very hard so that I can play the sacrament hymn well. I am a teacher in the Aaronic priesthood. I come early to put water in the sacrament cups and bread on the trays. I am a priest in the Aaronic priesthood. I break the bread into pieces, and I kneel and say the sacrament prayer. I am a deacon in the Aaronic priesthood. After the sacrament prayer, I reverently take a sacrament tray to pass to church members in the congregation. I am the bishop. When the priest offers the sacrament prayers, I listen carefully to make sure that the prayers are said correctly. End of Sacrament Time by Anne Hess Clark.
End of the section, Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for May 2007. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. read by Allison Jensen, Cindy and Mackenzie Pedersen, Jacob, Haley, McKay and Abby Newell, David Shaw, and Charlene Stewart. April 2007.